I live in a small neighborhood home in the suburbs of a large city. I had a roommate that lived there with me for almost 3 years before he eventually moved out into his own place. And at that point, I was able to afford rent myself, so I didn't bother finding a new roommate. However, during the weeks following his absence, I began to experience things that I could not explain. I have never believed in anything paranormal, but now I'm not so sure. I had to work late one night and didn't get home until 8. I did my usual and made dinner, then sat down to watch some TV. But as I sat on the couch, scrolling through movies to watch, I heard the wooden floorboards creaking upstairs. This wasn't entirely uncommon due to the house being old, but it would happen often, and when it did, it always seemed like they creaked in a distinct pattern as if someone was walking. It was definitely a bit creepy, but I learned to ignore it after a while. However, on this night, they continued for almost 30 minutes. I muted the TV and listened as the noises would travel slowly across the entire upstairs, moving room to room. This definitely freaked me out more than usual, and I thought that there might actually be someone upstairs. I stood up and shouted, hoping to scare them out or to at least know that it was just the old house so I could continue with my night. But as soon as I shouted, the creaking stopped. I waited, listening for anything else, but after a few minutes of silence, I decided to check upstairs myself. I went to the kitchen and grabbed a knife just in case, and then I made my way up. I went room to room, checking every inch of the place, but found nothing. Everything was where it had been, and there were no signs of anyone being here. I figured it had to be just a really big coincidence that the noise stopped as soon as I shouted, and I made my way back to the couch to try and forget about it. I ended up going to bed around 12 after watching a short movie. I laid there in bed for a while. I was really tired, but for some reason I just couldn't fall asleep. After a little bit, I got up to use the bathroom. The way my house is set up, my bedroom is on the right side of the hallway upstairs, and the bathroom is right across from it on the left side. So I opened the door and stepped into the hallway. But just as I did that, I heard whispering voices coming from down the hallway and in the spare bedroom where my roommate used to stay. I stood there for a few seconds, listening and trying to collect myself. Then I slowly and quietly moved closer to the spare bedroom. And as I got up right next to the door, I leaned with my ear against it. It sounded like multiple voices whispering to each other, but it was indistinct or in another language. As I stood there listening, the voices began getting louder and closer to the other side of the door until it seemed as though they were just inches away. Again, I never believed in anything paranormal before, and even then, I refused to believe it. I'm a bigger guy, and I don't get scared easily, so I angrily pushed the door open, ready to fight whoever was there. But with the door wide open, my whole world stood still as I saw nothing but an empty room. In that moment, I was more terrified than I'd ever been in my entire life. The horror I felt surge through my body was unbearable. I turned around and ran out of the house and straight to my parked car. I sat in there, staring at the house as I called my roommate. It was so late, I wasn't sure if he'd pick up, but thankfully he did. My voice was shaking as I told him what just happened. Even he could tell something was seriously wrong because he'd never seen or heard me scared like that. Honestly, he didn't sound too surprised though, as he mentioned multiple times that he's heard things in that house before. What happened that night was an experience that I'll never forget, and it has since changed my beliefs on the paranormal. Honestly, I don't even know what to believe anymore. It's been over a month since that happened, and I've started sleeping on the couch downstairs every night instead of my bedroom. But still, every once in a while, I wake up, hearing something upstairs, moving slowly, creaking the wooden floors above me. I've had a lot of inexplicable experiences in my life, some that even today I can't wrap my head around. My first thought isn't necessarily that it's the paranormal, as I'm not sure if I believe in that kind of thing. I have an open mind, but I don't buy into things that easily. Most things that happen, I blame on my mind playing tricks on me, or sleep deprivation, or simply the fact that it could be a mental illness that has gone undiagnosed. There is one moment though, or I suppose a few moments, that have been on my mind for some time now. One happened while I was in the shower, and as water poured over my head, I heard my brother yell my name.
Bree. Bree.
The second one was louder than the first, as if something was wrong. I could have sworn I heard my dog barking as well. Annoyed but concerned, I got out and cracked the door open, then called back to them. But after waiting a few seconds, there was no response. I quickly dried myself off and put on my robe, then headed downstairs, asking what they needed again. However, I still got no response. My dog was on her bed, fast asleep, and my brother was nowhere to be found. I looked out the window, and their car wasn't even there. This wasn't the first time my mind has decided to play these annoying games, so I didn't really think much of it, honestly. I've had auditory hallucinations before, none to that degree, but maybe they're getting worse, and I need to sleep more. That's my way of trying to reason with myself, and it worked the next time that I heard my brother yell my name, and they weren't there. But then it happened a third time, and then a fourth, my brother calling for me loudly and distinctly. That's when I started to get worried. I thought I was genuinely going crazy. I decided to bring it up to my brother while playing Borderlands one night. We talked about our mental health a lot because our parents don't believe in therapy, so we kind of became each other's safe haven. I explained everything that's happened over the past month, and instead of giving advice or sympathizing like he usually does, he just gets really quiet for a second until he says he's been experiencing the same thing, except it's been our mom yelling his name, but she's never been home when he goes to check. He says it's happened around 5 or 6 times, maybe a month or two ago, but he also thought his mind was playing tricks. It seemed after that talk, things began to stop. I didn't hear anything for almost 3 weeks, but then something happened that I'll never forget and will probably never have an explanation for. I was sitting in my bed in my room, scrolling through Instagram, when my mom starts aggressively calling my name from downstairs. I've never heard her voice before. It was always my brother's, so I didn't even think anything weird of it. I was about to get up and see what she wanted, when suddenly my mom burst through the door, asking me what I wanted. I didn't know what to say, but I could tell that she was annoyed by the look she gave me. She asks me again what I wanted, and I just kind of shook my head, trying to understand what was going on. Then she angrily sighed and said not to yell her name while she's making dinner, and walked out, leaving the door open. Still in shock, I got up to close the door, but as I walked across the room, my heart stopped when I came to the realization. I immediately sprinted over to the window and looked at the driveway. My mom was at work. I slammed my door shut and sat on my bed crying as I called my brother. I was absolutely terrified and wanted to get out of the house, but couldn't even get myself to go downstairs alone. My brother didn't pick up, as he was at work, so I was left stuck there. I ended up locking myself in my small bathroom while I waited for either my brother or my mom to get home from work, though I knew it would be hours. Thankfully, nothing else happened until my mom got back, and this time I was very hesitant when she called for me, but it ended up being okay. I told my brother that night, and he said he'd never had anything like that happen to him. To this day, I still have no answers as to what I was hearing and seeing, but honestly, I'm writing this and sharing it in hopes to be able to forget about it and move on. I don't want to know anymore, because I don't think I can handle the truth if it really was the paranormal. This happened several years ago, back in February of 2001. My friend, who I will call Jake for privacy reasons, invited me on a long weekend trip to a remote cabin that his uncle owned in northern Saskatchewan, and I agreed to join him, so we drove the long 6 hours from my house to get there. Let me give you a brief layout of the grounds before we continue. It was a small, single-story, ranch-style cabin with a kitchen, one bedroom, one bathroom, and a living room. There was no electricity or running water, and it was surrounded by forest on all sides. The only way in or out was down a long, unpaved driveway. We arrived at the cabin around dusk. The next day, Jake and I walked around the forest to search for some firewood. And about an hour into the walk, Jake spotted an abandoned house out in the distance. It was nestled among a group of trees, and this was rather strange as we were in the middle of northern Saskatchewan and civilization was miles away. Jake wanted to check out the house out of curiosity, and although I was hesitant to go inside, I reluctantly joined him. We entered through a boarded-up window. Once inside, we were greeted with a musty smell. As we were roaming around, I noticed a door that headed into the basement. Curiosity got the better of me, and against my better judgment, I opened the door and slowly made my way down the steps. Once I reached the bottom, I froze. There were dimly lit candles in a circular pattern, as if someone was performing some kind of satanic ritual. I pointed our flashlight across the basement to see if someone was hiding, but no one was there. After doing some exploring, I discovered there was an empty alcove behind the stairs. As I made my way back to the steps, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. Under the stairs, which had been cleared just moments before, there was a black figure staring directly at me. It looked to be at least 8 feet tall, and once I saw its eyes, I knew I was in the presence of something inhuman. A pair of glowing red eyes stared back at me, full of hatred and malice. I then heard a low, repulsive growling, and without hesitation, I bolted up the stairs. Jake was still exploring the empty dining room and heard me coming up the stairs.
"We need to get the fuck out of here."
We left through the same way we entered. Our story, however, does not end there. When we finally returned to the cabin, I told Jake everything about what I saw, and to my surprise, he believed me.
"I didn't see anything myself, but the moment we entered that place, I felt that something evil lived there."
We decided to put the whole thing behind us and get some rest. I suddenly woke up and checked the time on my watch, and it said 2:17 a.m. Things were dark and quiet, but I felt that something was amiss. After a while, I heard subtle footsteps outside the bedroom door. This was also when Jake woke up as well.
"What's going on?"
I told him to be quiet and listen. The footsteps became louder, and I got up from my bed and made my way over to the bedroom door. I then cracked it to see what was outside. Chills were sent through my body, as there was an intruder in the cabin in the far corner of the living room, but it was not human. It was that same creature that I'd seen in the basement of that abandoned house. The moonlight did not provide adequate illumination, but I saw the disturbing form twist its head until its red eyes were looking back at the bedroom door. Or, should I say, me. I slammed the door shut, locking it. In a panic, we both fled the cabin through the bedroom window, leaving all of our belongings behind. As we ran towards Jake's truck, we both heard a loud, ear-piercing scream. Jake frantically started the truck and floored it out of there. We remained silent the whole way home, not saying a word about what we saw. It's been nearly 20 years since this event, and Jake and I are still friends to this day. But we never returned to his uncle's cabin since. I don't know if what we saw that night was some kind of paranormal entity or an unknown creature living in the woods, but I don't plan nor care to find out.